Hello, everyone. Welcome back to English for You. I am Christopher.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today is part two of our article. Now, the first day was, you know, the dialogue with Jimmy and Lucy. And today, they continue that dialogue in the library.
Right. It's test time for Jimmy, so he needs some tips on how to study a little more effectively. And Lucy knows how to do this, so she takes him to the library, and that's where we will start the dialogue.
Yeah, that's correct. I do like libraries, so I'm pretty excited for today's half of the article.
Okay, well, let's get right to it.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Test time for Jimmy.
Lucy and Jimmy arrive at the library.
Wow, it's really packed. But look, I see an empty desk in the back.
Lucy and Jimmy sit down at the vacant table.
Where shall we begin? I know. Let's talk about math.
Keep your voice down, Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
I think we should start by reviewing the rules of the library.
Yeah, I haven't been to a library in years.
Don't worry. Library etiquette is quite basic.
Lucy points to a sign on the wall.
The first and most important rule is you must be quiet at all times.
Yes, I'll also put my phone on silent mode so I won't disturb anyone.
Great. You're also not allowed to have any beverages.
No problem. If I'm thirsty, I'll just visit the water fountain.
And finally, you're not allowed to wear flip-flops.
Phew. I'm glad I left mine at home. Otherwise, I would have been denied entry.
Great. Now that we've covered the rules, we can get down to business.
Lucy and Jimmy start their study session.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Lucy and Jimmy arrive at the library.
Wow, it's really packed. But look, I see an empty desk in the back.
Lucy and Jimmy sit down at the vacant table.
Where shall we begin? I know. Let's talk about math.
Keep your voice down, Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
I think we should start by reviewing the rules of the library.
Yeah, I haven't been to a library in years.
Don't worry. Library etiquette is quite basic.
Lucy points to a sign on the wall.
The first and most important rule is you must be quiet at all times.
Yes. I'll also put my phone on silent mode, so I won't disturb anyone.
Great! You're also not allowed to have any beverages.
No problem. If I'm thirsty, I'll just visit the water fountain.
And finally, you're not allowed to wear flip-flops.
Phew! I'm glad I left mine at home. Otherwise, I would have been denied entry.
Great! Now that we've covered the rules, we can get down to business.
Lucy and Jimmy start their study session.
All right, so it begins with scene description, like most of our dialogues do. Lucy and Jimmy arrive at the library. So they're at the library, a place full of books and usually studying students.
And it's almost as if Jimmy has never been to a library because he says, wow, it's really packed. Okay, that means it's full of people. But look, I see an empty desk in the back. Now, whenever I go to a library in Taipei, it's very difficult to find a seat if I go on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon when lots of students are packing the library. So we have this verb pack, which means put something in a small space.
That's right.
So it could be very crowded. Okay, so if something is packed into something, it's crowded in some sort of container or a room or a building like a library.
That's right.
So, for example, if we're going to eat lunch, but the cafeteria is packed. So maybe we can eat our lunches outside.
That's right. All right, so Lucy and Jimmy sit down at the vacant table. Vacant, spelled V-A-C-A-N-T. Vacant is an means empty or containing nothing. So when they see a vacant table, it's Jimmy saying, look, there's a table, nobody's sitting at it, there's no books on it, so nobody's even reserving it, so let's take it.
Right. Now, if you've ever flown on an airplane, the bathroom might have a lock and a doorknob on it, and it'll have two words. One that's green, which means vacant, which means there's nobody inside. And the other one is red, which means don't go in, it's locked, and that's occupied, which basically means that there is somebody in there.
That's right. Now, we use the word vacancy, V-A-C-A-N-C-Y, vacancy. It's the noun form, and it means that a thing is unoccupied or vacant or empty. And if you call like a hotel, like in an English-speaking country, and you ask, excuse me, do you have any vacancies? That is you asking if they have any empty rooms.
Okay, well, Jimmy is surprised, but he's ready to get started. He says, where shall we begin? I know, let's talk about math.
Ah, okay, well, he says this loudly, because the next thing Lucy says is, keep your voice down, Jimmy.
Okay, so this is what I was talking about, when it seems as if Jimmy has no idea about how to be polite in a library. And everybody knows, librarians will shh students or anybody really who's making too much noise in a library. Jimmy is probably embarrassed by this, so he says, oh, sorry.
Well, at least he didn't yell it this time. She says, I think we should start by reviewing the rules of the library. Now, review, it means to look over, examine, or study something. So she's suggesting, let's look at these rules or examine them, and you need to learn them, just like you need to learn all this math. But here's an example for review. Jackson is reviewing for his upcoming midterms. Jackson is reviewing for his upcoming midterms.
All right, so next Jimmy says, yeah, I haven't been to a library in years. Oh my goodness, so he's really not much of a bookworm. He's not a fan of going to the library and getting books or really studying in a library for exams. So he says, I haven't been to a library in years. And it just means several years or many years. And we use this in years or in months generally to talk about something we have not done for a while. For example, I have not eaten pizza in 9 days.
Ah, it's a long time. I love pizza. I'd eat it every day if I could.
Okay.
Anyway, Lucy says, don't worry. Library etiquette is quite basic. Etiquette, it's a French word, but we use it in English. It's spelled E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, etiquette. And it's the customs or rules regarding correct behavior in a social setting, such as a library, restaurant, school, or office.
Well, this this word etiquette also applies to transportation. So I'm talking about a public bus or the MRT in Taipei. So if you see someone get on the train that is older, pregnant, or maybe they have large bags to carry, it is good etiquette to give up your seat to them. If you are young and healthy and you're just sitting down playing a game on your cellular phone, show good etiquette and be polite to others and give up your seat to them.
Yeah, that's good advice. Well, let's get back to the article, though. Lucy points to a sign on the wall. So I'm assuming this is the rules of the library. She says, the first and most important rule is that you must be quiet at all times. Now, at all times simply means always. So here's an example. George has to sleep with a light on at all times because he's afraid of the dark.
Oh, that's too bad. I couldn't sleep with the light on all of the time.
No, I couldn't either. I have to have all darkness to sleep. Otherwise, it's hard for me to sleep.
Well, Jimmy is catching on. He's starting to figure out what he should do. He says, yes, I'll also put my phone on silent mode so I won't disturb anyone. Okay, so the mode is the function of your phone. It can be an airplane mode, which makes it safer for aircraft to fly when you're on the plane. Silent mode, vibrate mode, which means it'll shake instead of ring. And it can be on noisy mode. Silent mode, which is very quiet. Silent means very quiet or actually no noise at all. Because he does not want to disturb anyone. So disturb is a verb. And to disturb someone is to trouble them, cause them trouble emotionally or mentally. Okay, you upset people when you disturb them. Okay, so for example, oh, my neighbor, Mr. Lennon, disturbed me last night by hammering nails at 2 a.m. Who does construction work at 2 a.m.?
Someone who does not know proper etiquette.
Right, well, it really disturbed me.
Lucy says, great. You're also not allowed to have any beverages. Now, a beverage, spelled B-E-V-E-R-A-G-E, beverage is just a drink.
Right. So, again, if you've ever been on an airplane, the flight attendants come by with that little cart, and they offer you various types of beverages.
That's right. Jimmy says, no problem. If I'm thirsty, I'll just visit the water fountain. Okay, now water fountain is a machine that dispenses water. We also call them drinking fountains because you go to them to drink water. Other places have strange names for them, though. But we'll stick with drinking fountains and water fountains for now.
Yeah, that's what I'm most familiar with. And libraries really need to have water fountains because if they want people to follow this rule of not bringing in beverages, they need to supply library patrons. It's kind of like a customer, but you don't buy anything. So library patrons with clean, cool water. Because another study tip for you is drinking water keeps your brain feeling fresh because most of your brain is water. So water is good for your brain. So libraries definitely should always have water fountains.
That's correct. And now Lucy says, and finally, so they must be at the very last rule for the library. She says, and finally, you're not allowed to wear flip-flops.
Flip-flops. So what are flip-flops?
They're a type of sandal that usually goes between your big toe and your first toe. So, like, you kind of wear it between there. And they're called flip-flops because they make this kind of a sound as you're walking. Kind of like a horse.
Right. And people usually wear flip-flops with shorts. And they wear flip-flops during the summertime when it's hot. Because a flip-flop doesn't really cover your foot very much at all. People wear them to the beach. They're easy to clean. Some people think they're very convenient for when it's raining because they can dry off quickly as well. So Jimmy is a little bit relieved. He says, phew, I'm glad I left mine at home. Otherwise, I would have been denied entry. Okay, so entry is going into a place, but he would have been denied. Now, the verb deny means to refuse or reject something or somebody. Okay, you say, no, you can't do it. So his entry, his while he's walking in, that would have been denied by perhaps a guard or a librarian.
That's right.
So for example, the moviegoers were denied entry because they brought video cameras with them.
Ah.
It's a big no-no if you go to the movie theater. They don't want you recording it, making your own home movie that you can watch later, or sell to your friends, or do something illegal of that nature.
That's right. Now, if you are wondering, like I did the first time, why he's not allowed to wear flip-flops in the library, I don't think it's because the librarians think there should be a dress code. I think it's because they make a lot of noise.
Oh,
and
right.
The first rule is to be quiet. Now, Lucy continues. She says, great. Now that we've covered the rules, we can get down to business. Now, get down to business means to begin seriously doing what you need to do. It's also our shortcut for you, so we're going to take a quick break and get down to business by checking it out.
Shortcut for you.
I got a new plan for us to get rich, you hear me?
What's that?
We're going to break into the National Bank and run away with the cash.
Oh, I like this idea. With that much money, I can get a house, a car, lots of new clothes, go on vacations.
Okay, let's get down to business and figure out how to rob this bank.
Get down where?
To get down to business means to focus on the work at hand.
I see. Get down to business means 开始做正事.
That's right. Let's start making plans for how to get all that money.
Hold on. I need to get a snack first. Maybe something to drink, too, and check my email, and...
Well, you're not really good at getting down to business.
Well, I still need to do a lot of things, like, you know, calling my friends, arrange something.
Okay, so we've learned the get down to business shortcut for you. And we need to wrap up today's article, and it just says Lucy and Jimmy start their study session. So that's it for this article, but we still have our For You Chat question.
All right, let's go.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back. Our For You Chat question is, do you like to study in the library,
mm-hmm.
and why or why not?
Well, of course, I like to study in the library. Doesn't everyone?
I do and I don't like to study in the library. I do because it's quiet and I can kind of sit by myself and focus on what I'm studying, but I don't like it because I'm not allowed to have beverages, and I like to have coffee while I study. I think it stimulates my brain and makes it easier for me to learn. How about you?
Well, I understand your opinion, but I think the library is the best place for me to study. And there's one major reason, is because after I study for 10 or 15 minutes, I like to get up and stretch, walk around a little bit. And I would feel strange if I were to do that in a popular cafe. I think I might bother other people a lot. But libraries are usually quite large, so you won't bother anybody by taking a quick walk. And also, if I study at home, I will be too distracted by my phone or my computer or the television. If I find my study is a little bit difficult, I'll definitely turn on the TV and, you know, waste a bunch of time that way.
I completely agree. And that's why when I'm trying to work on my computer, like doing an assignment or something, I try to disconnect the internet because I'll get too easily distracted. But I completely agree with you. I think the idea of walking around a library is a good way of like exercising your body and allowing you to like no longer feel stressed out from just studying.
All right, so give it a shot, and be sure to find the best place for you to study, whether it's at the library or not. But that's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.
Yep, bye-bye.
Test time for Jimmy.
Lucy and Jimmy arrive at the library.
Wow, it's really packed. But look, I see an empty desk in the back.
Lucy and Jimmy sit down at the vacant table.
Where shall we begin? I know. Let's talk about math.
Keep your voice down, Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
I think we should start by reviewing the rules of the library.
Yeah, I haven't been to a library in years.
Don't worry. Library etiquette is quite basic.
Lucy points to a sign on the wall.
The first and most important rule is you must be quiet at all times.
Yes. I'll also put my phone on silent mode so I won't disturb anyone.
Great. You're also not allowed to have any beverages.
No problem. If I'm thirsty, I'll just visit the water fountain.
And finally, you're not allowed to wear flip-flops.
Phew. I'm glad I left mine at home. Otherwise, I would have been denied entry.
Great. Now that we've covered the rules, we can get down to business.
Lucy and Jimmy start their study session.
Vocabulary review.
Packed. When the elevator was too packed, an alarm went off. Vacant. This hotel has 0 vacant rooms, so we must stay elsewhere. Review. The student quickly reviewed his notes before the test. Disturb. The noisy street disturbs me while I try to study. Water fountain. Libraries have water fountains for visitors to drink from. Deny. The child asked his mom for candy, but she denied his request.